A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Racha,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right hand causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot take a single hair, white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. There is no getting around it. This is a most challenging gospel. Jesus says that the fulfillment of the law does not mean its abolition. It means that the fullest of the law is now able to be lived out in human life because something new has come into the world. And of course, it is He, the God-man, the Savior, the Lord, the bearer of grace, who empowers us through the cross to do things that were not possible. But possibility does not mean ease. Possibility means just that, that we can do these things. But it's a matter of will. It's a matter of intellect formed by will, led by faith, and always, always in the grace of God. The ease of the world is a strong attraction. The effects of our fallen nature constantly calls us to a lower level of existence, constantly tells us we can't do that. And you know, there's some truth to that. We alone can't do that, can't do none of these things that Jesus exhorts us to do in the gospel except through the grace of God, which raises our human nature to a new level of existence, which empowers us to follow Christ. How in heaven's name would a man, a God-man even, come into the world and exhort us to do things that it was impossible to do? How cruel would that be? How callous would that be? And God is nothing like that. He exhorts us to use the free will he has given us. He exhorts us to use the intellect to learn these things. He says, if you will really be free, you must be the way I have created you. I have not created you in vain. I put nothing, no one in this world to be lost. You are my treasures, and I have given you everything you need to come with me and be with me forever. My brothers and sisters, the Christian life is possible, but not easy. But it is the only way out of the slavery of sin. There is no other way. Even those who do not recognize it are reliant upon the saving action of Christ and his cross. With him, all things are possible, and without him, very little, if any, is possible. If you would be fully human, if you would be everything it is to be a man and a woman, you must immerse yourself in the one who made you, in his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the perfect and perfect example and enabler of the fully human life. Amen.